God bless you.
God bless you.
Once again, I see you. We are absentee from Brother John. And for this reason, and because of the questions he will ask, I will avoid the subject upon which he asked Marcello to talk about, the subject of insanity. And we will talk of this when Brother John is among us, for I know there is many questions on this subject he wishes to ask, and there are things which lay in his heart, which he knows he must contain himself with. According to our word. So if you will forgive Marcello, I will pass this subject by for the time being. I will talk upon this when all are present with Brother John. This is to make you content. Let us talk about this lovely story which Sister Valerie has read to you. This man was not of God, because he does not observe the Sabbath day. And what is the Sabbath day? Just another belief created by man. For I will say to you, the Sabbath day is the day of God. So they believe. I will say to you, every day of your life is a day of God. We know on the seventh day he rested from his labours. And so man in his feeble way sought to do likewise, and have insisted upon this being so. Is he very noble of them, and very considerate? But it does not alter one thing at all concerning the presence of God from one day until the next. He is with you constantly, and where there is sickness and suffering, and there is the belief and the faith and the hope and the compassion and the love to heal. Whether it be the first day or the seventh, it matters not. The Father will hear this prayer, and he will bless those who are suffering, come what may. Marcello loves this particular story, because it says so much of the faith of Christ, the faith of the one who is about to be healed. Surely this blind man, who had never seen the Christ, had never heard of him until this day, coming face to face with a stranger he could not see, and having been blind all his life, what faith, what trust, what belief. This is surely the answer to those who say, why is it sometimes healing does not work? I have said many times, during the time I have worked with the instrument, healing is to love. And to love is to heal. And to be blessed of this healing touch, those who are smitten must also believe, equally so. They must trust. They must have faith. They must know their God will answer all their requirements in his own good time. So it was the Master Jesus was called upon to answer to the needs of this child of God. This man who knew him not, had he never seen him, had never known of him, yet he believed in him, yet he trusted him, yet he loved him to such a degree that his love and belief in Christ was equal to the love and the belief of Christ's belief in God. And God's love and trust in his Son was such, again it created this perfect trinity of love. And so this child of his received his sight. This is a beautiful story. It is a story of the blessed and the blessed. It is a story of the truth which is born on the wings of love. It is a story of the compassion given and received upon the wings of love. So that the healing love of God the Father Almighty touches this child like a soft breath of the fresh air, removing his affliction, cleansing him, and revealing him a true child of God, and reawakening within him a beautiful belief, a rebirth, if you wish, into a new way of life and realization, a new trust, a new strength of resolve. All these things it took place in just these few moments it took for the Master to create this clay from his own spittle, to anoint the eyes of this child and grant him his sight through the love of God. Consider these things. When you read these little stories, which are told and retold again many, many times, unfortunately, they have fallen on so many, many deaf ears and stubborn minds over the centuries through which they have been told. And now here is the perfect opportunity for you to reveal these stories within yourself. Search them and find within your understanding the amount of love and trust and faith and belief and conviction and compassion and dedication that is required of the recipients in order that these miracles of God are made manifest before man. Do not dismiss these little stories as just nice little stories to tell, but receive them into your hearts and into your understanding as perfect moments of re-enlightenment, a reawakening of a new awareness within you. Use this saying that you have among you and let the penny drop it. Whatever this is, I don't know. But use it. let this thing fall into your understanding. Search them. Know these little stories. Let them become a part of your heart. Let them become a part of your way of life. Test yourselves and see if you can also demonstrate to God the same degree of these qualities of which I have just spoken. When you can do this, then you will surely unfold and evolve in the way you seek to do. If those who are blessing you with the healing love of God bid that you will do such and such a thing. And if he says this in his sincere belief that it is the word of God within him, then let it also become the word of God within yourselves. And obey the Lord. Trust him. And feel the spirit of love with the Spirit of Christ moving within you, cleanse you, and heal you. And let this be your instructions to those you bless with healing love. And let it also extend beyond the healing love into the teachings you give, if they are the teachings of God. If they come through the spirit of those who are ordained to inspire this love into your hearts, receive it. For you are not receiving the love of such as us. You are receiving into your being the love of God, just as this blind man. And listen not to those who will criticize and condemn. Do not criticize nor condemn them in return, but love them, forgive them for their absence of knowledge, and pray that they also will receive the same love of knowledge as you have received. Simply by opening their hearts to their understanding. You are all children of God. You are all blessed of him. You have all received of the Spirit within you, one way or another. We have in our turn those who stand here close, touch your aura, and blessed you and fulfilled you, and created within you by these means the need to seek even deeper into your hearts. And this you have done. This you are doing now. And are we not blessing you with this knowledge, born of a divine love, born on the wings of love, hoping that those same wings will uplift your being and enhance your growth and evolvement and help you to unfold into the true spirit that you are. Prepare ye the way, saith the Lord. Prepare for yourselves the way into his kingdom. For although I know these words are often mocked and taken so light-heartedly, the Spirit of God is truly coming among men. And the love of God will truly make itself manifest upon this earth. And it will do this through such children as yourselves, who already now are reaching a point in your lives where you are about to embark on different levels of work and awareness in your own rights. You will teach His word. You will demonstrate His love through your healing love. You will demonstrate the gift of prophecy, of vision, of the tongues, of the truth, only in your own way, according to your level of understanding. And you will never do this alone. For I will say to you all, you are all much inspired and cared for in this respect. Is for Marcello to say to Sister Valerie, my child, you read this as a child, with the innocence of a child, and I question in my heart, though you say these words with love, and it was a privilege of the Spirit that you should be asked to perform this task, normally done by Brother John, because of his standing before God. Had you really understood? Had you really foreseen all those things, those simple things Marcello has pointed out about this beautiful little story you were inspired to read? Had this come to your understanding, my child? Continue in this wise, and each and every one of you, remember the words of Marcello. Never be afraid to speak the word of God, nor to relate from the pages of this holy book such a beautiful little story as this. Consider it a privilege and a blessing that those about you should select you to do this, even if it is because of their own fear of self-consciousness. It is obvious they see in the one they select one who is of the Spirit of God, one who is capable and able to talk with authority and to read from this holy book those things which God ordained should be written and related for man to understand in this way. So, always remember, coming forward without fear, and be blessed for those tasks you perform. And Marcello would like to decree, if I may, that each time you meet, one will be granted privilege, one by one, to read from this holy book, that I may relate for you the true meaning of those things which you read. Do you understand what I have said to you? Then, now, I have spoken a long time. Who would wish to talk with Marcello?
It's just one thing, Marcello. Please. Following on from what we've just been talking about, how effective really is healing when you don't get the person who you're sending it to reciprocating with maybe their thoughts towards God or welcoming the healing, if even if they don't know about it, how effective is the healing then?
My child, where one will not believe, is this what you say with these big words? That they will not believe it possible that the love of God can do this for them.
No, I don't mean that actually. If you send healing to someone, but only you know you're sending it, they haven't actually asked for the healing.
Boom.
Or they're not necessarily communicating with God about the healing as well.
Your point is taken, Sister Maria. When this is done, of course the Father understands. And he knows what is being done. But all things are possible in the sight of God. And where he knows this is occurring, then he will talk softly in the heart of the one who is to receive this blessing. And your work will not be wasted, nor in vain. It will be gently received and fall upon the order of this child as a feather falls to the ground. Softly, gently, and will work the miracles of God's love in us wise. Is this answer for your question, my child? Pardon me. Are you content now? Are you content with Marcello's reply?
Yes,
who else now will talk with Marcello? Are there no questions in your heart? What are the topics of this little book you wish to write? Is there anything of this nature you would wish to talk with Marcello of? No one? Everyone is tongue-tied. Then let us loosen your tongues with love. And I will ask you a question. What would you say if Marcello having said the things I have said, a man will receive those things the Father will grant him if he believes. How would you say this would affect an animal or a bird or a creature of God? I cannot talk. And supposedly has not the same reasoning as man. Has not the same understanding. Has no way of communicating. If this little child sitting behind Marcello was it to fall ill, what then? He cannot speak. He cannot relate. Man says he has no understanding of God. Some will say he has no spirit. When he terminates his life, he is just thrown onto the rubbish heap, forgotten. What would you say of these children? Is there no one wish to answer myself?
Would it be fair to say that
I'm always around? Tell me,
I have the same understanding as man, but in a different way.
Well, Marie.
They can't speak, but they can express their way and their feelings, can't they?
See, they can do this, the brother grief, even. But they have not been taught of God. They cannot see him, so they don't know he exists. No one has mentioned his name to them. No one can read the Bible to them. Man has the privilege of knowing that God is spoken of, whether he believes in this or not.
It doesn't stop them from loving them.
See, Brother Christopher, you have mentioned the correct word, love. Love. And trust. This little creature sitting behind Marcello and others like him. Love and trust instinctively, without question. They know love and trust. They can identify love and trust. They know fear. And they know when one is going to harm them. They will run away. And so, with the same love and trust, which man would quite often do very well, and be quite wise to take and use as an example of the love and trust he should have in his God. From the kind of love and trust that these tiny creatures have before man. Then we are only talking of such as these, who have been trained and born into the ways of man. And welcomed into their homes. But what of these wild, ferocious creatures? These ravenous eagles and the vultures. The cruel creatures of the sea who will tear a man apart. And what about the beasts of the forest? Who will live by instinct. And destroy the life of another creature, whatever it is, in order to live. What of this? Where man dare not welcome them into his home and teach them such things as love and fear. What of these the creatures then, the Brother Christian?
They still have that instinct to love and trust in their own. The viciousness or nastiness that they have, it is again an instinct for survival. It's not a hatred, is it?
You are so correct. If you really see even the most ferocious of these creatures, whatever they are, whatever element they exist in, caring for the young, and is it not obvious to all that they do know in their own way love? And love is the essence of God. For God alone loves all these creatures he created. And when this was done, he was careful to note that they would care for the young as we would, in order that they would multiply and survive. All born of love. All born of a certain amount of caring in their own particular way. All born of a need for the smaller one, for the care and the suckling of the mama. Have I not said again, to love is to heal, and to heal is to love. And even the ferocious of these beasts, and the fowls, and the fishes, will they love and protect, and they care for the young. And where love giving, love is received. And your love, although not understood completely by these creatures, can it be received by them? For there is a portal of understanding within their little minds to receive love. And you, through your breath, through your belief in God, and by talking to God and asking Him to bless these little creatures of His, then He will touch them and bless their realization. Then He will heal them. Then He will fulfill the love with which He created them. And they will find, through your prayer, a renewed vigor through which to survive. It's a slightly different way, but it all basically comes down to the same thing. Love Him. Receive Him into your heart and into your being. Allow your spirit to be filled by the light of God, enhanced by the example of the love of Christ, and all will be fulfilled according to the law of God, whatever the creature may be. But man has the greatest burden of all. For he has the gift, if you call it this, or the right to reject and to deny and to refuse the love of God, knowing fully well that the love of God exists in the hearts of many. And all this is only born of his own fear of his own guilt and his only desire to live a corrupt life rather than a righteous one. But a beast of the forest will live his life according to the needs of his survival. And God knows and understands this, and so the balance is correct. But where man, the knowing of love, denies love, and denies God, and denies the example of Christ, then, as I say to you, Brother Christian, this is his burden, and this is the burden he must carry, even unto the end, and beyond. And this is the burden which prevents his ascension into the realms of light and weighs him down into this realm where he may spend so much time seeking, wondering, watching and waiting, striving for this answer to this one eternal question. Why? Why am I here? So you see, a man is responsible for his own damnation, if you wish to call it this. He is responsible for his own burdens. Whereas the child of the forests or of the heavens or of the seas is responsible to God alone. God is responsible for them also and will receive them accordingly. And this is the answer to my question. You have answered it well, Christopher. I am so blessed. At least someone knows and understands. All things are equal in the sight of God.
Can I ask a question following what you've just said? I know you've spoken to me about it before. When a man who will not believe passes over and goes, is not accepted into the kingdom of God, if a woman, his wife, did believe in God, and she passed over and was taken into the kingdom of heaven, would she be separated from her husband who didn't believe?
No, 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 no.
Or would she be able to rescue?
Better than me. A very good question, Christopher. And a very meaningful one, too. This child who has received the love of God, whether it be a man or woman, who is connected in love in their own way to one who will not believe, be it man or woman, will find that through this love and through this bond which they have formed upon them, they will in love wait the edges of this darkened sphere together with those who search for them and receive them. And they will join this throng of a spirit who created so much love and light to receive these darkened ones. And they will wait until this loved one is born of an understanding once more and receives into his heart the love of God and accepts the folly of his ways and cleanses him from his being. Then he is lifted again into the light and is reunited with those he loved. And so they will continue on according to the will of God, according to his need to search and seek and grow and evolve. Is this answer for your question, Brother Christian?
Yes, thank you,
Marcel.
One more thing.
See.
I know I should be asked. If she's on the other side, what can she do to help him change his mind and see the light? If she hasn't succeeded in making him see the light before he passes over.
She can only do as we all do, Brother Christopher. She can only pray. She can only believe in her love of God and pray that it will grant her the energy and the love and the dedication of that love born of him to remove him from these depths of despair. And it is this constant praying which creates this great light which shines before them into the darkness and shows them the way. And it is through the light of love that they are drawn. And by this love, those who seek to retrieve them, those of a great brotherhood, can reach down and receive them and bring them up again into the light of God, and the light of everlasting understanding and life. Is this answer for your question, Mr. Christian? These are they for whom Brother Christus Emmanuel will pray constantly, that they will receive the love of God. And he of the White Brotherhood will pray also that those who await their arrival in these plains will be given the courage and the strength and the conviction of their belief will be fulfilled within them, and so strengthen their resolve to draw these unenlightened children into the light. Is to make you content now.
You
said for myself. Sì. I have spoken to you, Brother Christopher, and with Sister Maria. Who else will talk with Marcello now? Finley.
On this plane, it's taught by the church that children should be baptized.
Si.
I've not done this with my children, and I don't feel that I'm wrong.
Da.
Because I don't think that my belief can make up their minds for them. To have them baptized, to me, seems as though you're trying to make a shortcut for them. But if they don't believe, is there really any point having a child baptized?
There is a confusion here. And if I recall, I have spoken of this subject on another occasion, when you were not praising the Mass. I love to do this, because I will lay a scudo on my life, that those I spoke to of it have forgotten it. So that's the serious part. But we will love them just the same. This is an issue of a confusion, and a confusion lies here. Baptism is not the same as a christening. They are two different things altogether. To be baptized of the Holy Spirit is to be washed and cleansed from head to toe, submerged in purified water, water blessed of God, so that the sins of the world, if you wish, are washed away. And the Spirit is cleansed and can walk a new pathway according to its choice. And I will say this quite firmly. It is wrong to do this to a child before it is able to understand its true belief. And its true pathway, and its true conviction in life. You understand this, Sister Wendy?
Yes.
Then. But, if a mama and a papa want to say, I want to call my bambino a Wendy, then they can call the bambino a Wendy. If you want to call this little one who sits behind me, Fido, well, you call him Fido and he will learn to understand his name and he will come when he calls. It's just in naming. You understand this?
Yes.
And he will accept this name as it grows in his understanding and he will associate itself with this name and will respond to it. And here is the difference. One is of the Spirit, a washing and a cleansing of the Spirit, just as John the Baptist washed and cleansed the Spirit of Christ before he ascended into the wilderness, and received unto himself, having been cleansed, the Spirit of God, and rejected the temptations of the material world. This was a classic example. It was a true demonstration, if you wish, of what the cleansing of the Spirit and the baptizing of the Holy Spirit is all about. The naming of a child. is just a simple process. Nothing to do with your religion or your faith. Because a child, if he doesn't like the name you have given it when he grows up, we change it in any case. So where does this baptism you talk of stand in? The child has expressed his own wish. I wish it to be called John instead of Alfredo or whatever. And who can stop him? Who can interfere with his free will to be called whatever he or she wishes to be called? And likewise, when a child is fully grown and is able to understand and reason for himself, who is the immortal man to tell him how he must believe or how he must see his God, or how he should receive the Spirit of God into him, whether it be through the teachings of a Buddha or Islam or through Christ. The choice is his and his alone. The choice was given to every one of those multitudes who came to John the Baptist and heard his talk and understood what he was saying, and were washed and cleansed by him in the name of God, to receive the Spirit of God within them. Not so much the Spirit of Christ, but the Spirit and the cleansing of God within their spirit. And so it is. Again I say, it is wrong to what I would call condemn a child into a belief it does not understand and knows nothing of. It is correct to allow this child to grow into his full understanding and receive the Spirit of God within him in whichever way he will. And it is a man's true purpose on this earth to receive that child among them, being a child of God, having received the Spirit of God into him in his own way and for what he is and for however he believes. As long as he has got the love of God in his heart, then he should be condemned by no man for whatever way he seeks to preach it and to practice it throughout his life. And this is my interpretation of the baptism. Name him what you will, this is by the by, but allow him to come before God and be cleansed of God according to his own judgment and his own needs and his understanding, that he or she may live their lives to their rich fulfillment, seeing God along whichever pathway they choose to travel. Is this answer for your question, Sister Wayne?
Yes, that's enough.
You've got the things as well. Who else now will talk with Marcello? Sister Jacqueline, let me hear this beautiful voice of yours.
There's been something on my mind.
There is something on your mind.
Yes, well, it's something that we've discussed before about the power of prayer. But I've been thinking about the events this last week in China and the awful things that have happened, and the millions and millions of people that prayed for peace there, and the power of prayer that must, you know, it must be very, very strong that's coming from everybody. And nothing's happened, has it? I mean, the massacres have gone on with these young students being killed. and the power of prayer hasn't touched the heart of all the leaders, but you're in power there. And I know you say, well, lots of these things are man-made. But if the power of prayer, it should be so strong with so many people praying for peace there. And I just wonder why it still goes on.
Because the money is such, as I have spoken of already this evening with you, that there are those among you who will receive the power of prayer and the love of God, however it is taught. And there are those who will not receive this, but see themselves as their own living gods, just as they did those who crucified the Christ. Just as did those who crucified the multitudes who rebelled against them. And has this not been going on since Jacqueline, since the time of man began, since man began to realize that there was such a thing as power, and that this power could be used to manipulate the lives of others? Those who have been received of the Father, because of the foolishness and the brutality of these few, shall be among the blessed, for they gave their lives in the cause of the right. They gave their lives so that a whole nation would come to understand the need for love among men. And always, as is the case, those who are in power are those who are condemned. And each of the lives which have been taken so brutally, as you say, will lay heavily on the spirit of these as they walk these plains of darkness and despair. God works his own miracles of love, and he will respond with love to those who seek love. You can only through your prayers prove it to the world, and prove to these unfortunate people that love is not something that they alone will seek. That love is the dominant force required of man. And that there is an ever-growing need for this love to become manifest among men. And those who reprise against this will not win, because love is, as I have said, a dominant thing and an all-powerful thing. And not only are these who will repress them condemned of God, they are condemned of mankind also. They are condemned of all those who believe in the power of love. And your prayers, the prayers that you speak of, as prayers of nations, for a nation, will be heard. And they will come forth. And those who prayers that have been spoken have already brought comfort to those whose lives were taken from them. And those who prayers, those who same prayers, have enabled them, each and every one of them, to ascend into the realms of the Father and to be received of him. Because the Father knows of the brutality of, as he said, the man's own inhumanity towards man. By this he will learn. Rest assured Not a word that has he been said to the Father has gone unheard. And he has received of these children. And he has strengthened the resolve of those who seek the spirit of good, the spirit of righteousness, the spirit of love. And it will become manifest in the hearts of even more as the time goes by. And in the meantime, man being what man is, must continue to learn the lessons of his being. Is this understanding for you now, Sister Jacqueline?
Yes, I understand.
And you are contained with what I have said?
I understand what you say, yes.
And so it is I have loosened the tongues of all of you, at last. And what of Sister Valerie? What questions lay in your heart, my child?
You seem to answer all the questions I had, and more besides. That's it, really. All I can say is thank you.
Pardon me.
One last question. What you were saying to Jackie, is it perhaps an error on our part that when we pray to God, although we realise he won't, we perhaps expect him to interfere when he's given us free will, that what we do is our responsibility? In a case such as China, we hope that perhaps he would interfere, that he would somehow stop it. And that's what we hope for. We aren't quite praying for the right thing.
Pray for those who have attained it, or entered, I should say, into the spirit of this light, into this realm. Pray for those whom have been left to mourn. Pray for those who govern this domain. And your love will be fulfilled. But leave the judgment to God. He is their judge, just as he is their creator. And he will ensure that these unfortunate ones will continue their walk in darkness. And you can see for yourselves the despair which lays within a misunderstanding, within a lack of ability to recognize the freedom of the spirit of man and to allow it to be according to the law, that they will take with them from this earth plane that same lack of understanding, the same darkness of despair which lies deep within them even at this moment that I talk with you. They know they are wrong, and this is why they continue to try to justify what they have done by doing even more wrong, by claiming that they are right, by creating another sin, another evil. They have no understanding of this, and they flounder in their own darkness, just as they will flounder in their own darkness here in these plains. And it is those who we must seek to receive into the light when their lessons have been learnt, when they have turned their hearts inside out, when they have been cleansed of the Spirit, and their spirit has been rebaptized, if you wish to use your question, into the love of God. And baptism in the Spirit, in these realms, is not of water. It is a baptism of realization, of understanding, of inner cleansing, of one's way of being. Is this answer for your question, Sister Wendy?
Yes, yes, thank you.
Which part is the less?
The less part is that, maybe I'm wrong, but we ask God to interfere. We ask God to do something that is for us to do.
See.
We expect a miracle.
See.
The prayer that we ask for is that somehow God will make them see. When it is themselves who have to see.
See.
God cannot make them see.
This is the soul. This is a demonstration of man's free will.
Yes.
With which God will not interfere. He has given this to man, to use it as he will, as I have said so many times. And I suppose I will say so many more times in the future. And unless a man will cleanse his spirit, unless he will seek for love within his heart and understanding, then those things which are of now will exist. And so he will continue to create the suffering, grief. He will continue to demonstrate his own inhumanity towards his fellow men. This is his choice. He may play now, but when the Father comes to look upon him, he will have to become his own judge. And he will only have to condemn himself to the darkness, which he has already done. No man can come unto the Father but through love. And this love must extend not just from one man to a woman or a woman to a man. This must be a universal love. And by universal love, I mean a love which includes all creatures of this earth and of the earth itself for what it is, a gift of God. And when men seek to find this understanding within themselves, and when they demonstrate this understanding one among another, and ultimately to God, only then will God receive of him. Until this time falls upon his understanding, he will walk these plains of darkness, even of despair. He will experience the darkness and despair he has created among those who love the Father, so that they will know of their wrongdoings. They will despair of themselves and cry in a loud voice. The Father will forgive them and cleanse them and receive of them. Thus is the fate of man, his own judge and the executioner, if you wish, the executioner of his fate. Is his understanding now?
Thank you for your patience.
You know what I have said to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so it is, I must leave the instrument now. I hope we have made this moment a moment of enlightenment for you. We have a merit of some interest for you. And I hope, above all hopes, that I can help, that you will receive the message of this beautiful little story which was read to you, and love you one another as he has loved you, and learn the lessons of those who have oppressed and condemned and taken it upon themselves to stand in the place of God. For surely God will remove them in his own way. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, my children. May the love of God be upon you. May his light shine within your heart. May the revelation of his being gently blossom in your awareness and receive of him. Sister Valerie, bring forth your gift. Bless you, my child.
Bless you.
O Father, receive the offering of this love. Bless, we beseech thee, the symbol of the love of thy Son, Jesus Christ. May that love glow in the heart of those who behold it. May this symbol of human sacrifice, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, remain in the minds and the hearts of those who will look upon it, that they may receive of this love, and they may joyfully give of this sacrifice, and receive into their being thy love, O Lord. Bless, we beseech thee, those who will touch it and revere it, those who will look upon it and believe in it, those who will understand it and receive of it. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, O Lord, we ask that thou shalt bless. Sister Valerie, will you receive this gift of God? Hold it in thy heart. Know it and understand it. Be cleansed of it. And be strengthened and filled of it. And live your life according to it. Receive it, my child.
I'll do my best, thank you.
Let us pray. Talk with the Father. O Father, to whom all hearts thy blessings flow, we bless thee, we beseech thee, and we praise thee for thy holy name, and for thy love, and for the forgiveness of our sin. Cleanse us, O Lord, and redeem us. Open our eyes, O Father, to the evils of this world, that we may truly see the examples of thy love made manifest before us, in comparison with the weakness and the foolishness of man, that we may live. Bless these children, O Lord, who have come before thee in love and unison. Touch their understandings, O Father, with thy grace. Grant, O God, that those things they receive, they may teach according to thy will, that thy name shall be made manifest in the hearts of all mankind through the chapters of their pages and the writings of their hearts. May you walk in his light. May you dwell in his presence. May you feed of his love. May you drink of the fruit of the vine. May your hands be the hands of blessed love. May your eyes be open to the visions of peace, truth, and the light of God. May your hearts be forever filled with the Spirit of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Bestow upon these thy children, Father, these blessings, that they may forever receive of thee according to their understanding and their light. May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and dwell with you all this day forth and even forevermore. And may the love of God and the peace of his understanding and the strength of his being remain with the heart of our absent brother John, that he may be truly blessed also. God be with you. God be in you. And God be of you. May the Spirit of Christ, our Saviour and our peace, rest in your hearts forevermore. Amen.